0891-567.
My next chat is with Sikonadiem Chancha, who's the deputy editor of the Financial Mail. And the prime focus of the conversation was going to be SAA's financial position. Reports over the weekend, the Standard Chartered Bank has declined to renew loan facilities to SAA. And the DA saying that repayment of these loans has been demanded. SAA has nearly 9 billion rand repayable in 2017-18. Yet some of the maturity dates have in fact passed. And add to that the fact that there is apparently within the board, sans Dudu Muyeni, the chair, great frustration at her absence from this matter. But, Sikonati, a very good afternoon. First up, I want to ask you about the Public Protector's recommendation that the Justice Committee in Parliament rewrite the Constitution to remove the Reserve Bank's obligation to protect the currency. What do you think of that?
I must first admit that I have not read the Public Protector's report in any great detail. But that is, the Public Protector has got all the constitutional right to recommend any action, and indeed whoever is the subject of those can then respond and take them on review if they don't agree with it. But it sounds to me, and I'm speaking here quite like a layman, it sounds to me like the Public Protector is now on a political role, playing a political role. I do not see how removing protection for the currency can benefit the public in any way. I certainly do not see why that is necessary in this particular case.
Okay, well, then let's go on to SAA. We've known for a while that SAA is one of the many SOEs, which is in serious trouble. But this weekend's reports giving us some quite scary figures and some quite scary possibilities in terms of banks calling in loans and refusing to roll them over, and the possibility of state guarantees having to be used with a knock-on effect of that.
John, that is not surprising at all. I mean, South African Airways has been it's running purely because you and I, as taxpayers, are funding it, have been footing the bill. As at the budget in February this year, they had 19.1 billion rand of our monies keeping them flying. And the fact that Standard Chartered has come calling on its loan means then that the Treasury must now act up on that guarantee and pay back the 2.3 billion rand. That's because the institution, Standard Chartered, has it seems, lost all confidence in the management of SAA. You remember that for the past 4 or 5 years, SAA has not had any management of any stability in management. Dudu Muyeni, the chairperson there, has been really running the corporation as she wishes and purging anyone and everybody that she deems an obstacle. So the chickens have now indeed come home to roost. We have to pay up, and that means you and I. And, of course, Dudu Muyeni is nowhere to be found in terms of fiduciary responsibilities. I've never heard before of a director skipping 8 meetings, let alone the chairperson of the board. I don't know how that board operates under those circumstances.
I don't know what the new ESCOM board, which we might have at the end of this week, as soon as that. Lynn Brown has said she might make an announcement on a new ESCOM board. And there is also the chance that relatively soon, Dudu Muyeni will be replaced as chair of the SAA board. And one wonders how much of a positive impact that might have if the people who are put in place are generally seen by commentators such as yourself in the markets to be independent-minded.
John, these are absolutely all these state-owned companies are the major reasons why we are having this kind of rating that we have. They are indeed the major reason why we are having the credit, the recession. Of the 1.3 billion rand or so that the state owes to foreign lenders, 42% is directly attributable to ESCOM, Transnet, SAA. So these are indeed the very organizations that have delivered us to this stage that we are in. The fact that ESCOM itself, which is without ESCOM, John, there's no South Africa really. The fact that it does not have a board, because the board at the moment does not correct, Ben Ngubane being gone and Bernard Klein, that he is left with 5 directors. It cannot function. That is a very credit negative situation. We should never have been here, yet we are. It's a good thing that that Malusi Gigaba is sticking to the plan Pravin Gordhan put in place in September last year, when he extended as a compromise Dudumye's contract by a year up to September this year. But since then, the wheels have really come off at SAA. The reason we're talking about the 2.3 billion rand is because South African Airways does not generate any cash. It's actually a drain in the sky of our money. That's why we're talking about 2.3 billion rand. It shows that things have gotten even a whole lot worse in the year. And remember, they are still begging for another 5 billion rand on top of the 19 billion rand that they already have guaranteed to them as taxpayers.
Sekunati Manchancha, thanks very much, Deputy Editor of the Financial Mail. I mean,